the pure gold is separated from the ore, remember? The pure gold is separated from all the trash that we heard about in the kids' corner. The refiner's fire forces that pure gold that we were created to be, to separate, to pull away from that other ore, folks. And do you understand what would happen if all of us stepped into the refiner's fire? Do you understand what passion and focus this church would have if each one of us stepped into that fire? Oh boy, folks, you think this church is unstoppable now? Man, we would be unstoppable, literally, if each of us chose by our own free will to step into that refiner's fire, to find out God's will in our life, to find out what makes us passionate in our life. Folks, what makes you passionate? What is it? What is it? You see, Jesus was obedient to God beyond reason. That is, he didn't want to figure out why God asked him to do something. He just did it, right? He didn't ask the whys, teenagers, just remember that. Jesus didn't ask why. My question is, will we be obedient to God beyond reason? Will we be obedient to God? You see, to be or not to be, that is the question. Will we be what God has called us to be with the burning passion that He has placed in our hearts? Will we step out of the refiner's fire purified, focused, and passionate? You see, God has created us to be champions for Him. Have you ever thought about that? God has created us to be champions for Him. I want you to think about that. I want you to remember that. God didn't create you just to live a ho-hum life. God created you to be passionate and to be a champion for God's cause. You see, we call this refining discipline, but it's really not. It is when we realize that our passion and God's will is the same thing. That's when I get excited, personally. When I realize that my passion and God's will is the same thing, and we focus all of our energy there, all of our passion on that one thing. Most of us, you see, are passionate about our career, and we tend to the kingdom of God. You see, it's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be passionate about the kingdom of God and tend to our careers. What is your priority today? What is your passion today? You see, to be a champion and to have that focused passion, we must first be passionate about the kingdom of God. And we must only tend to our careers. But you know what? Maybe, if we are the truly blessed ones, maybe our career and the kingdom of God, your calling, is one and the same. And what did I say that was called? A vocation and not a job. You know, what's funny is that it is only then when we truly become fulfilled. It's only then when we truly become happy. It's only then when we become successful in our life. It's only then when we realize that we are truly what? We are truly on this earth to do. A soap manufacturer and a pastor were walking down the street one day in a rather large city. And the soap manufacturer casually said, "You know, the gospel you preach really hasn't done much good over the years. I mean, just observe, there's still a lot of wickedness in the world and a lot of wicked people as well." The pastor made no reply, and they walked on down the street until they passed a dirty little child making mud pies in the gutter. Seizing the opportunity, the pastor said, "I see that hope I see that soap, excuse me, hasn't made much a difference in this world. There is much dirt everywhere and many dirty people all around.